What kavana do you have to have for the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema? So the Gemara in Brachos, in the beginning of the second parak, has a general discussion about mitzvahs trichas kavana, or mitzvahs don't need kavana. The Gemara has a case where a person's reading from Kriyat Shema. He's reading the Shema from the Torah. It says he's reading, and comes time for Kriyat Shema. He has to have b'kiv in libo. If he has in mind, then he could be yotze Kriyat Shema. So the Gemara says, oh, you see from here, you need mitzvahs trichas kavana. You need to have kavana for mitzvahs. Then the Gemara ends up being dochen and saying, no, all this guy was doing was reading it. He wasn't having kavana. So you have a machokas of mitzvahs trichas kavana and mitzvahs ain't trichas kavana. The Torah brings down both opinions of the Gemara in Siman Samach, and Shulchan Aruch as well brings down both opinions. Peyesh omer mitzvahs trichas kavana. Some say you see from here mitzvahs need kavana. Some say mitzvahs don't need kavana. And the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch itself really paskins that mitzvahs trichas kavana. The Mishnah Berurah points out that even if mitzvahs trichas kavana, even if mitzvahs do need kavana, and you need to have kavana by Kriyat Shema, if you don't say Kriyat Shema, if you don't have kavana rather, then when you go back, you don't have to make another bracha, because we are cognizant of the other opinion that says mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. Fine, so we have a machlokas mitzvahs tzriches kavana or mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana. Comes along Gemara in Brachos and Yud Gimel, and the Meir says, by the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, you need to have kavana salev. So how does this fit with our machlokas that we said before, mitzvahs tzriches kavana or mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana? So the Ramban says it fits nicely, it fits very nicely. The Ramban in Mochamos on Brachos there says that this Gemara over here, about the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, is working with the man d'amar mitzvahs tzriches kavana. But according to this second opinion, mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana, you don't even need to have any kavana, not only for all of Shema, but even for the first pasuk. The first pasuk is no different than the rest of Shema. Comes along the Rajba, and the Rajba says no. That even according to the man d'amar mitzvahs ein tzriches kavana, that in general, by the rest of Kriyat Shema, you don't need kavana, by the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, you do need a special kavana. A kavana which is kavanas halev, which is understanding the words and accepting upon yourself all malchus shamayim. And this is unique to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, because the whole point of the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is accepting upon yourself God's malchus. And it's a whole amira based, we're not doing any action, we're just speaking. And because of that, we need to have special kavana. Halacha l'maaseh, we pass like this Rajba, that the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema needs a special kavana. Comes along the Truvas van Hagas, Rav Sternbach, in the Chelek Gimel Simon Chav David, and says something wild. He says, well, look, according to the Ramban, that says that the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is no different than the other three parshas of Kriyat Shema. So if we hold mitzvahs tzriches kavana, which is what Shulchan Aruch says, then whatever special kavana you needed by the first pasuk, seemingly you should need by all three parshas of Kriyat Shema, and that's what Tshuvas Hanagos he calls a chiddush gadol, and he suggests that same special kavana that you have by the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, you should have by all three parshios of Kriyat Shema. Just a side point to ponder, in this past week's parsha, in Parshas Vayigash, we read that Yaakov was saying Kriyat Shema when he met Yosef. Question is, what was he up to of Kriyat Shema? So that seems to be an interesting machokas. The Bir Agra in Siman Samach Vav of Shulchan Aruch says Yaakov was in the middle of the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, as opposed to the Iker Sifsei Chachamim on the Rashi on the pasuk when Yaakov fell and Yosef and Yaakov hug each other for the first time. The Iker Sifsei Chachamim says obviously Yosef didn't fall on Yaakov during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, because you wouldn't want to disturb Yaakov. So you seem to have a machokas if Yaakov and Yosef gave a hug during the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema or not. So maybe this is a little bit connected to everything we've been saying. How unique is that first pasuk that it needs a special kavana more than any other parts of Kriyat Shema? Something to ponder, you know, when we think about the importance of the kavana that we have by the first pasuk.